Grove City Church and friends and family, we're so glad that you're joining with us online today. We hope that you're doing well. We have an awesome service planned for you today.
Yeah, be encouraged. Every week, people from around the world are joining Rev City Online to worship God, with many people giving their hearts to Jesus. So be encouraged today. Don't just watch the service. Lean in to worship, pray, and hear what God wants to speak to your life today. And would you allow me to pray over our worship time together? Father, in Jesus' name, thank you for your faithfulness to us. And once again, as we gather online to worship you, thank you that you will fill our hearts and fill our homes with your presence. In Jesus' name, amen. Come on, let's worship the Lord together today.
Because of your love for me. You know my God's so good. You never give up. joy I found because of your love, because of your love. For I'm not a saint, I'm not a saint to sing, so I'm singing. You are good, Mary, with Christ the rise of your freedom. You are good, when you make a promise, Jesus, you keep it. You are good.
says, "No, dear brothers and sisters, I have not achieved it, but I focus on this one thing, forgetting the past and looking forward to what lies ahead. I press on to reach the end of the race and receive the heavenly prize for which God has called us through Jesus Christ." And that phrase, "press on," stuck to me. And I believe the word for us today is to keep going. Whether that be spiritually or whether there be something going on with you personally, in your business, a dream that you might have, the Lord is telling you today to press on. And you know, with the fathers and mothers of the faith in Scripture, these were not perfect people. They were not perfect by far. They had pride. They had shortcomings. They had moments of doubt. But you know what? They are all named in Hebrews 11 as mothers and fathers of the faith because they kept going. And sometimes faith is just a matter of not quitting. And so wherever you are today, I want to tell you to press on in the name of Jesus Christ. He has new strength for you, new power for you. And he's going to be with you every step of the way. So sing this with me when the night is holding on. God is holding on. Hallelujah, Jesus. When the night is holding on to me, God is holding on. When the night is holding on to me, God is holding on. God is holding on. God is holding on. I'll tell you what, he has a strong grip.
Great. the earth will sing.
Welcome to Rev City Church, and welcome to our family. We are so glad that you are joining us today. Here at Rev City, we are family, and we hope that you feel welcomed, accepted, and loved. In this season of online church, we want to make sure you stay connected to all of our online resources and community. Check out our website for kids and youth ministry online events, video curriculum, activities, and so much more. Wherever you are joining us from today, we want you to be part of our online church family. Text CONNECT to 30500 or email connect@revcity.com to begin receiving communications, updates, discipleship information, and more. During this time, it is so important to stay connected. Join an online life group and prayer group this week. Check out revcity.com/lifegroups or text LIFE to 30500 to see all of the life groups we offer. Be sure to connect with us on social media to find daily encouragement, updates on upcoming events, stream all of our sermon series, and so much more. We hope that you are blessed by the rest of our service. Have a great day.
Good morning, Rev City. Pastor Micah here. During this time, we're going to continue our worship through bringing our tithes and offerings. Did you know Deuteronomy 16 tells us that three times a year, the men of Israel were to appear before God at the place He chose, but God was very specific to tell them that they were not to appear before Him without a gift. Actually, verse 17 says that each of you must bring a gift in proportion to the way the Lord your God has blessed you. I don't know about you guys, but that's an encouraging word to me. It reminds us that God is not after a specific dollar amount. He wants your heart and wants us to give in proportions to the way the Lord has blessed all of us. These were special gifts to the Lord, something that was above and beyond the normal tithe and was a way to honor the Lord throughout the year. I want to encourage all of us today. How has the Lord blessed us in this season, and how can you be a blessing to others? Let's commit to find these moments throughout the year to honor the Lord, for our God is faithful. Let's pray. Father, I thank you for the many blessings you have given us. And today we come with our tithes and offerings, recognizing that you are the one who has blessed us. And now we just want to bless you. I pray that you take these tithes and offerings and use them to advance your kingdom here in this city and in this country and around the world. In Jesus' name, amen.
Father, we thank you for this blessing for families, individuals. We thank you for who you are and your goodness and kindness and how much you love us.
With you in the morning, in the evening.
Rev City family, good to be with you today. Hope our worship time has already been a blessing to you, filled your heart, filled your home with the presence of God. And you know, I walked in today to preach, and I've been preaching to an empty room, and I just got to tell you, it's been one of the most challenging things I've ever done in my life. And I walked in, and I was preparing to jump onto the platform, and I turned around, and what did I see but all of your beautiful and handsome faces looking back at me. And our staff had taken the time this week to, probably they had to go and stalk your Facebook page, and they printed out pictures of your beautiful faces, and they took the time to put them in our sanctuary today. And so I'm no longer preaching to an empty room. Come on, praise God. I'm preaching to Rev City, our church family, my beautiful friends and family. And I just can't tell you, I walked all the rows and I looked at all your beautiful faces and looked at your beautiful families, and I just wept. And then I laughed, and then I wept, and then I laughed, and it just wrecked me to see all of you. And I cannot tell you how much I long to be back together with you. But in the meantime, just know how much I'm praying for you and trusting that God is with you. And listen, hear me. God is with you wherever you are today, whoever you're with today, whatever you're up against today. God is with you, and he is for you. And listen, if you have your Bible with you today, turn or click to Exodus chapter 13, and we're going to continue our series, Miracle in the Middle. And the big idea is this, that God never promised that we wouldn't go through some things, but he did promise that he would be with us to see us through those things. Yea, though I go through the valley of the shadow of death, I will not fear, because you are with me. Come on, he's with you. He's with you. When we go through the deep, when we go through rivers of difficulty, when we pass through the flames, we will not be consumed, because he is with us. So come on, let's dive into God's word today. But before we do, allow me to pray. And right where you are, would you pray? I'll pray for us corporately, but would you pray individually for your situation, your marriage, your family, that today God would speak to you about how to have faith in the middle. And so, Father, we thank you for your word, the power of your word. We thank you for the power of your presence, the Holy Spirit living in us and speaking to us. And we open our hearts today, Lord. We say, would you come? Would you have your way? Would you speak to us? Would you remind us of some things, God, that are in your heart for us and towards us? Would you reveal some things to us, maybe in a new way or a fresh way, that would give us strength to make it through to the things that you have in store for us as your people? And Lord, anyone today who's weak or weary or wounded or hurting, Lord, we thank you that your heart today is to bring life, to bring hope, to bring strength to us today in the name of Jesus. And come on, right where you are, all God's precious people said in the mighty name of Jesus, amen, amen, amen. So come on, let's dive into God's word. Exodus chapter 13, picking up in verse 17, and it says this: when Pharaoh finally let the people go, God did not lead them along the main road that runs through the Philistine territory, even though that was the shortest route to the promised land. God said, if the people are faced with a battle, they might change their minds and return to Egypt. So God led them in a roundabout way through the wilderness towards the Red Sea. Thus the Israelites left Egypt like an army ready for battle. Look, it says they started the journey like an army ready for battle. And you know, it's really true. In the beginning of a new season, in the beginning of the marriage, in the beginning of raising the children, in the beginning of accepting the new position, in the beginning of stepping out in faith, oftentimes there's this sense of excitement, this sense of courage. It says they left Egypt. They began the journey like an army ready for battle. Even in the midst of a new challenge, oftentimes there's this burst of adrenaline that allows you to begin strong. And oftentimes when you get near the finish line, when you can see the light at the end of the tunnel, there's also a fresh burst of energy to allow you to finish strong, to make the push, to see something through. But you know what I've learned is that to make it to the finish line, to get to the promised land, we have to learn how to make it in the middle. In the middle of the marriage, in the middle of the challenge, in the middle of raising your family. Come on, in the middle is where your faith is formed. And in the middle is where faith endures. Because it says that God didn't allow them to take the shortest path
to the promises. And you know, I've learned in my life, there really are rarely shortcuts with God. When God speaks something into life, it comes with the gestation period. When God gives a dream, when God gives a calling, when God extends a promise, almost every time he starts a process. And here we see that to God, from his perspective, the process was protective. So be encouraged today if you feel like you are in a season of delay. You thought you would be married when you were in your 20s, and now 30 has come and gone. You thought that the case would be settled. You thought that the circumstance would be behind you. You just knew that by now you would have already received the promotion. Be encouraged. Sometimes what seems like delay is really divine protection. And almost every time you run into delay, it's God's better plan redirection. He sees the promise. He sees the finish line. And he's starting the process to prepare you for his promises. Come on, be encouraged today. God has a promised land for you. God has a promised land for your marriage. God has an other side for your situation, your circumstance, your finances. He's got you in a process because he's so aware of how big his promise is for you. And listen, it's easy to see the hand of God once you've walked into the promises. But that's why today I'm preaching to those of us who find ourselves in the middle. And you know, we live in a microwave kind of world, but I've learned we serve a crockpot kind of God. We tend to want things here and now. But listen, be encouraged. Maybe, just maybe, when God slows things down, when God takes you on the roundabout way towards your promise, maybe it's because he realizes that he's building in some flavor. Maybe we need to realize that his recipe might take a little longer, but it's gonna turn out better. And you know, my birthday was a few weeks ago. I turned 29 for the 13th time, and my family blessed me with a new barbecue grill. And it's a pellet grill. And the thing that's really cool about it is it will allow you to grill burgers and steaks and salmon and all the things you would normally throw on the grill. But it also has a feature where you can turn the temperature down low and smoke these meats and infuse all these flavors. And here's what I am learning, and I'm having a blast figuring it out, that the longer it takes, the better it is. And so come on, the same thing is true in life. Sometimes the real flavor that God wants to introduce into your life only happens when you're willing to be patient. Come on, if it's worth praying for, it's worth waiting for. So hear me today, whatever it is that you're praying for, hoping for, longing for, or waiting for, just settle it today. God's timing is perfect. When he delays and when he pauses, it's because he's protecting. Maybe, just maybe, he knows in his heart, in his mind, that what he has in store for you is so much better than what you would be willing to settle for today. So because God cared deeply for them, he didn't lead them through the shortest route to the promised land. He led them in the roundabout way. And reading on, Exodus 13, verse 20, it says, the Israelites left Succoth. And real quickly, can we just agree that if you find yourself in a place called Succoth, it's probably a good idea to get moving. It says they left Succoth and they camped at Etham on the edge of the wilderness. It says that they were camped on the edge. And listen, this just jumped out at me, that you could be on the edge of a lot of things. And some of you are on the edge of a breakthrough. And this whole season has interrupted the momentum that you were feeling in your life or in your business or in our church. But maybe others of us feel like we're on the edge of a breakdown. Listen, either way, there's going to be a breaking. So we got to decide, are we going to break through or are we going to break down? And listen, if you feel like you're on the edge of a breakdown, I just want to take a moment and encourage you. God is with you. God is for you. Don't give up. Don't quit fighting for your marriage, for your family, for your health, for your finances. And I believe that the Lord gave me two things to encourage you with if you're finding yourself on the edge of a breakdown. And the first one is, look up. Look to God. Turn to God. Come on, if you're on the verge of a breakdown, be careful who and what you're turning to. Look to Jesus. And number two is, speak up. Don't suffer in silence. Psalm 3, verse 4 says, I cried out to the Lord, and he answered me. Listen, cry out to God and reach out to us. We are here for you in this season. Come on, if you're on the verge, if you're on the edge of a breakdown, text CARE to 30500. Allow us to pray with you and pray for you and come alongside you. Listen, we might be physically distant, but we can still be spiritually near. If you're on the edge of a breakdown, come on, look up and speak up. And listen, if you were one of those who was on the edge of a breakthrough, be encouraged. God's word says, Philippians 1 verse 6, I am sure of this, that he who began a good work in you will bring it to completion. And listen, right now, maybe it's a season of watching and waiting, but be encouraged. There's gonna be a season of moving. So listen, maybe this season that feels like opposition is really an opportunity to catch our breath, to get with God, to seek his heart, and to hear his steps for our breakthrough. Psalm 37, verse 23 says, the Lord directs the steps of the godly. He delights in every detail of their lives. And in Exodus 14, verse 1 and 2, we find God doing that very thing, directing the steps of his people as he's leading them towards the promises. And it says, the Lord gave these instructions to Moses. Order the Israelites to turn back and camp by the sea. Camp there along the shore. And you know, it does not take a military genius to understand that in the natural, this is a terrible idea. I mean, think about it. Go and camp on the edge of the Red Sea, where if and when the Egyptians decide to come after you, you have nowhere to run and nowhere to hide. And listen, it's true. God has a way of putting us into places where we have nowhere to run but to him. And look, it says that the Israelites had to turn back. And it's one of the things that I believe the Lord is speaking to us and doing in us in this season, where our lives have been interrupted and in many ways upended. It's an opportunity to turn away from some things and to turn back towards some things that really matter to God. Come on, back to our families, back to our faith, back to the things that matter most to God. And look, it would be easy to turn back and camp by the sea if we had the benefit of knowing that later on in the story, God would show up and part that sea. But the people of God didn't have that benefit. And listen, it's where we find ourselves today. We don't know how it's going to turn out. We don't know what it's going to look like. But the test for us is, can we still trust God? Come on, can we trust when we cannot touch? Can we hope when we cannot hear? Can we move forward by faith when all we feel is fear? When uncertainty is swirling all around, can we continue to trust God and obey God, staying positioned for the promise? Because look, the people of God would not have experienced the parting of the Red Sea had they not been willing to obey, to turn back and to camp by the Red Sea. So hear me today. The encouragement for you is this, that in a season that might seem to you and seem to those around you like a setback, sometimes it's actually a setup for God to show up. Come on, that's good news for those times where it feels like our backs are up against the wall. We don't know how we're going to make it to the other side. We don't know how things are going to go. So right now, wherever you are and whatever you're up against, come on, say this out loud in faith. My setback is a setup for God to show up. And listen, it didn't make sense. But what we see is that God had the people of God positioned right where he wanted them, to deal with some things that were about to come after them. And it says in verse 3, then Pharaoh will think, the Israelites are confused. They are trapped in the wilderness. And once again, I will harden Pharaoh's heart, and he will chase after you. And listen, I wonder if anybody besides me has ever found yourself being chased by something you thought you had been set free from, being chased by the fear, being chased by the lust, being chased by the doubt, the insecurity, being chased down by that addiction you thought you had been set free from. That's where we find the people of God. But God had put them in a place to draw some things out so that he could deal with those things once and for all. And in verse 9, it says, the Egyptians chased after them with all the forces in Pharaoh's army. Listen, in my own life, in this season that God's allowed us to find ourselves in, it's felt like some forces that I did not even know that the enemy had at his disposal have been coming after me. I've been having to deal with those voices of doubt and fear and insecurity, being chased by things I thought I had been set free from. But what I'm learning is that what God's word says is true. In my weakness, he is strong. And sometimes the best thing you can do when the enemy comes after you and says, you're not enough and you can't do it in your own strength, is just own the fact and say, you're right. I'm not enough in my own strength. I can't heal my own body. I can't make it through to the other side without him on my side. And so as the forces are closing in, fear begins to set in. And in verse 13, Moses tells the people, do not be afraid. Stand still and watch the Lord rescue you today. The Egyptians you see today will never be seen again. The Lord himself will fight for you. Just remain calm. Then the Lord said to Moses, why are you crying out to me? Tell the people to get moving. Pick up your staff and raise your hand over the sea. Divide the water so the Israelites can walk through the middle of the sea on dry ground. Then Moses raised his hand over the sea, and the Lord opened up a path through the water with a strong east wind. The wind blew all that night, turning the seabed into dry land. And listen, most of us are familiar with the parting of the Red Sea. But have you ever caught this? That the sea didn't part in an instant. It didn't happen the very moment that Charlton Heston extended his staff over the sea. It says the wind blew all night, and not just any wind, a strong wind, turning the sea into dry ground. So catch this, when God decided to make a way, he sent a storm. And it says when the Israelites reached the other side, the Lord said to Moses, raise your hand over the sea again. Then the waters will rush back and cover the Egyptians, their chariots, and their charioteers. So as the sun began to rise, Moses raised his hand over the sea, and the water rushed back into its usual place. The Egyptians tried to escape, but the Lord swept them into the sea. But the people of Israel, come on, the people of God, had walked through the middle of the sea. And that is how the Lord rescued Israel from the hand of the Egyptians that day. Come on, friend, right where you are today, would you ask the Holy Spirit, Lord, what are you speaking to me? And as I trust the Lord is speaking to you, would you allow me to pray for you? And Father, in the name of Jesus, I lift up anyone who today feels like their back is against the Red Sea. And it's hard to see how they're going to make it through to the other side. Would you remind them, encourage them, strengthen them, Lord, with the reality that you are still in the business of making a way where there seems to be no way. And Lord, I lift up those who maybe feel like they're being chased by some things that they thought they had been set free from. And Father, I pray that you would use this season to lead your people, to deliver your people into a season of new and lasting freedom in the name of Jesus. Lastly, and most importantly, we want to give you the opportunity to give your life, to give your heart to the Lord Jesus Christ. And maybe you've realized that you're far from God and you've been doing it in your own strength. And if that's you, the good news is the same God who parted the sea sent his son to make a way that we could be forgiven and restored to a relationship with our Heavenly Father. And come on, if that's you, you're responding to Jesus, we want to pray this with and for you. And we do it for a couple of reasons. One is we want to quickly affirm to you, we want to come alongside you to encourage you in your fresh faith in Jesus Christ. And two, it's because even as we're growing in our faith, we recognize we never graduate from grace. And so come on, right there where you are, pray this along with me. Father, in Jesus' name, I recognize my need for a Savior. And I thank you for sending Jesus to pay the price I could never pay, to make a way that I might have a new life and a fresh start. And I give you that life. I give you my trust. And because of Jesus, come on, because of the cross of Jesus, I'll never be the same. I'll never be the same. And come on, right where you are today, would you just put your hands together with all of heaven and rejoice for the precious people who came home to God today. So before we close, let's worship together one more time today. And as we sing this song, be reminded that God loves you, He's with you, and He's for you.
Joining us today, we hope that this service was a blessing and an encouragement to you.
Yeah, wherever you are all around the world, we want to invite you to become a part of what God is doing through Rev City. For more information on how you can become part of our e-family, text CONNECT to 30500 or email connect@revcity.com.
At Rev City, we're family and we care about you. If you have any prayer requests or any needs during this time, you can also text CARE to 30500 so we can follow up with you.
Hey, we love you. We're praying for you. And continue to stand strong. Look to the Lord to be your source of health, protection, and provision. God bless you. Have a great week.